Everybody, happy Thursday. Welcome to Steelers Live. I'm Missy Matthews. He's Bob Labriola. And we had a chance today, Labs, this morning to sit down with General Manager Kevin Colbert with the rest of some of the local media members, pick his brain as much as we could in 20 minutes.
As much as he would allow us.
As much as he would allow. But we did talk about some hot topics, per se. We'll start with one of the obvious ones, I think. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen with Le'Veon Bell this offseason. And Kevin said they sat down with Le'Veon before he left for the offseason following the loss to Jacksonville and told him the team's strong desire is for a long-term goal. I think Le'Veon has echoed those sentiments, but as always, Kevin said, you can't rule out the franchise tag either.
Right, and you know the Le'Veon Bell situation is kind of first up because of the way the NFL calendar works. February 20th will be the first day that teams are allowed to tag players either with the franchise designation or the transition designation. The league has not come out with what those numbers are yet, but since Le'Veon Bell played under the franchise tag last year, we know that his number this year, regardless of what the league comes out with, you know, those numbers are very rarely, if ever, go down. I don't think they're allowed to go down, but if you get tagged 2 years in a row, the second year represents a 25% increase on the previous year. So, you know, Le'Veon Bell to play under the franchise tag again, I think it's in the neighborhood of, let's just call it $14.4 million. And, you know, the Steelers aren't in the kind of salary cap shape where you want to carry that kind of a number for one player for 1 year. Le'Veon Bell has said that he is interested in a long-term arrangement. And so, you know, it kind of behooves both sides to get something done in that area, provided that the Steelers want to keep him. And based on what Kevin said today and what Art Rooney II said last week, that seems to be the case. It seems to be pretty much a consensus among upper Steelers management. We haven't heard from Mike Tomlin, but certainly, you know, they're not saying what they're saying if he's opposed. So it seems a consensus among upper Steelers management that the Steelers would like to see Le'Veon Bell play certainly the bulk of his prime seasons in the NFL with the Steelers. Now it's a simple matter of getting a deal done.
Two sides, as Kevin said. And he was asked directly, are you optimistic the long-term deal will work? Because it did not work last offseason. He said, quote, I believe I am.
Yeah, and, you know, that's one of the things, you know, you mentioned that both sides are interested in getting a deal done. And that is something that I have found whenever that is the case, that is usually when, you know, things find a way to get done. And I don't know, it's hard sometimes gauging, you know, what Le'Veon says publicly or on social media.
Or in his music.
Or in his music.
I know you listen.
Oh, absolutely. I got them all. I was listening to him, you know, just before we came on the air. But, you know, it does seem to me to be a situation where both sides want to get this deal done. We're going to have to see what the number is. I do believe that if the player wants to maximize every dollar, or the Steelers in this instance, want to say, for example, the second highest paid running back in the league will make $8.5 million next year. If either side digs in on those particular points, probably not going to get something done. It's going to have to be something in the middle, and they always say, you know, a good deal is when both sides are a little bit, yeah, I got screwed on this. So we're just going to have to see where the number falls and if it can get done in time.
All right, and with Le'Veon brings on salary cap implications. As you said, Labs, Kevin said they don't know that magic number yet. It usually increases every single year. But Kevin specifically mentioned some players who joined the team later in 2017, Joe Hayden, Vance McDonald, and even J.J. Wilcox, in terms of where their cap numbers are for this season, and even other players who were already under contract and how much they were to be owed. This year, one of those prime examples would be Ryan Shazier. So he did say globally they have started to restructure some deals. Of course, it could be potentially for Le'Veon, but it could be just to be able to do business.
Yeah, and, you know, that was the thing. The Steelers had the luxury of having some cap space last year And that's why we saw what we saw with, you know, Joe Hayden late August, and then in the right around the time where final rosters were being put together for the start of the regular season, you know, you can make a trade for two veterans like Vance McDonald and J.J. Wilcox, and those guys are, you know, I won't say they're going to bust the salary cap, but certainly they are eating up a percentage or a portion, is a better word, a portion of it. And so then you also have other guys whose contracts include, you know, raises as you work your way through the length of the deal. And, you know, the salary cap space all of a sudden that you had last year, you're right up against it, or, you know, having to do some of the things we've seen the Steelers do already in terms of converting some salary into salary and roster bonus into signing bonuses, and then spread it out over the rest of the contract in order to lessen the salary cap hit in this particular year. So the Steelers are doing some of those things now. I think what it shows is not only that are they interested in working out a long-term deal for Le'Veon Bell, but any of the, I've seen, you know, some of these things on the internet, speculation about who might be a cap casualty. Those three guys we were just talking about, I don't think that they are going to fall into that category. Certainly not Joe Hayden, who is the best defensive back on this team, Vance McDonald, the best tight end on this team, and J.J. Wilcox is a guy who certainly fell out of favor middle to late last regular season with some stupid penalties on special teams. But, you know, he is talked about as potentially being a safety with some ball skills, which is, you know, an area where the Steelers may be looking, you know, to have some people who fill that particular job description. So I think that when you look at the guys, the veterans that the Steelers added late last summer, those are guys that, you know, Kevin also mentioned, when you have a full training camp with them, it enhances their ability to be bigger contributors. So I think we're going to see all those guys in late July.
Don't miss it. All right. You heard it here first from Labs, Marcus Ward.
Well, or if I'm wrong, forget I ever said it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, much more from our conversation with Kevin Colbert this morning, including some of the recent coaching changes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.